You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action coming up on Thursday, the 29th of November. And we've got racing coming up from the likes of Ayr, Taunton and Warwick in the afternoon. We're also going to be at Chelmsford and Kempton in the evening. It all gets underway at 11:55 in the morning, a.m. Myself, John Gillaby, will be joined by Craig Forsyth and Chris Pimlott to take you through the day of action. That'll be lots of fun, no doubt.
Join what time's us. The first?
12:05. Yeah, at Warwick. I've got Warwick to thank for having
That's unbelievable.
I know. If you haven't noticed, by the way, listeners, Gary Catwell's with me. Hello, Gary.
Hello. How are you, John?
Good, Gary. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad, not so bad. Pleasure to be doing this with this podcast with somebody who knows what they're talking about for a nice change. Always a bonus.
Fantastic. Well, moving quickly along. Gary, my question for you is, are you looking forward to Christmas?
Yes, because there's good racing on.
Right, well, the good news is that this Saturday, we've got the event that means that Christmas can officially begin.
Right? What, the 1st of December?
Not just that. It happens to be 1st of December this year, which is a very nice little bit of symmetry.
Nice coincidence.
Yeah. As soon as the runners cross the line in the Hennessy, or the race formerly known as the Hennessy, yes, Christmas can begin.
Right. Okay. I didn't realise that was law, to be perfectly honest. But okay, I'm happy to go with that.
Yeah, I've had that passed, and that is the rule.
Right. Well, that's good to know.
Speaking of the Hennessy, the old Hennessy, as we should refer to it.
I think you should.
Yeah. I mean, this was your idea rather than mine.
Yeah. It's the old Hennessy. Somebody else sponsors the race now, but we're not going to give them a name check.
Thank you. Again, I was trying to gloss over that, but
say it how it is.
Obviously, we're recording this on Wednesday, so we're still a few days away from the race final fields, ground. All things like this are yet to be 100% confirmed. But what are your current thoughts on the race?
Well, I'm just trying to see what the ground is, because I know they've had some rain. I saw the Racing Post tweet earlier on that there'd been some change in the ground and they'd had some rain overnight. Here we go. It's now good to soft all over after 11.5 mil of rain in the last 24 hours. I think there's probably a little bit more rain forecast as well, so that could soften up even further. I mean, the obvious, you know, we've got an Elegant Escape towards the front of the market. Actually backed this horse to win the RSA Chase last year. I thought he would just grind his way through into the frame. Thankfully, he did manage to do that, but he was no match for Monoly and Presenting Percy. He finished, 14 lengths in front of him, but he ran at Sandown the other day. He won that listed chase there, in which Thomas Patrick and he fought out a good finish. They came a long way clear of another previous Cheltenham Festival winner in the shape of Kustar Civilis. So, you know, that form's got a very solid look to it. Obviously, there's a pull in the weights, I think, for that particular contest. And we should remember Thomas Patrick was very impressive here back in the spring, beating Dawson City. Probably wasn't much of a race, in fairness, by 8 lengths, but it was how he attacked his fences and jumped really well, this horse. Obviously, you know, he won at the Grand National meeting after that quite easily again, and obviously it was a fair enough second last time out behind Elegant Escape, and at the moment with us here at William Hill, they dispute favouritism. Tom Lacey's horses and Colin Tizard's horses are both in good form, but they take a good old chunk out, well, you know, they're taking a fair chunk out of the market. Kenboy for Willie Mullins is obviously quite interesting as well. He won at the Punchestown Festival. He won that handicap chase very, very easily.
The vibes around Kenboy seem to be that it could be a great one horse in the making.
Exactly, and he reminds me a little bit in the shape of Total Recall, who came into the race as a second, who came into the race last year having won. Okay, he'd won the Munster National, I think, before he won this race last year. But Kenboy won the Grade 2 Clonmel Oil Chase last time out. Okay, he's going to have a fair bit of weight to shoulder around, but You know, we've seen it done in the past, the likes of subsequent graded horses, Trebolgan, obviously Denman a couple of times as well. You go back further to Borough Hill, Ladd and Arkle. So you can see why he's well fancied the market. But the one I like's the mare, Miss Parfois, towards the bottom. She'll be getting a good bit of weight. She has won here before. She won here. She won a listed mare's chase here last year. Obviously, she herself was second in the National Hunt Chase at the Cheltenham Festival, and then followed that up, finishing second behind Terra 4 in the Grade 1 at Aintree. Actually finished in front of Elegant Escape that day. Yes, OK, Terra 4 was actually behind Elegant Escape last time out, but even still, any softening of the ground is going to play to this horse's strengths. She's gone OK fresh in the past as well. She was third on her seasonal reappearance last year, albeit she'd actually been in a fair way, but she got better as the season went on last year. She really got her confidence up after victories at Cheltenham, Newbury, and indeed at Warwick. It was that victory at Warwick, really, where she was particularly impressive to me. So I think at the current odds, with the potential of being a bit more cut in the ground, I'd go for her at this stage, but I haven't had a proper in-depth look at the race just yet.
OK, well, hopefully you've had a proper in-depth look at the racing we've got coming up on Thursday, Gary, because you're about to give us two selections for the day's racing, as usual, on the podcast. Where do today's picks run?
We're going to go to Warwick for the first of those. The 145 is a handicap hurdle. Big field go to post. We've got 15 in total. Unblinking's a horse who I'm pretty sure won on the flat not that long ago. And then he was second at Cheltenham. Behind Palmer's Hill, they pulled nicely clear of the third on that particular occasion. I think he's interesting towards the bottom of the weights. Those at the top of the weights, I expect Ballygown Bay to produce a little bit better than this horse did at Hereford last time. That goes up in trip, which I think will definitely suit. Subcontinent was a winner last time out, but that form will need improving on. Storm Control shaped well last year, a bit disappointing last time out on seasonal return when finishing seventh at Carlisle. Was a short price favourite that day, but Kerry Lee's horses, I think she's only had one winner this season, and it came on the day that we record this, it came at Hereford on Wednesday. So,
but we all know what that means, Gary. As soon as Kerry Lee has a winner, bat them all.
Exactly, so that would be interesting if any more support came in for that horse again. But the one I'm going to go for is the Emma Lavelle horse, High Noon, who has only had the five career starts. Finished third on racecourse debut in March of last year at Stratford. Has been running okay since then. Finished fourth last time out. That came at Market Raisin on handicap debut. A bad mistake at the second last. Ruined any chance that he had. Opened a bit more improvement. You are ticking along okay with Aidan Coleman riding at High Noon, the pick in that 145.
Okay, and what about your other selection?
We go to Taunton for the next selection for their 240 race. Again, it's a handicap hurdle, 2 mile handicap hurdle this time around. And a field of, a big field again, going to post for this. 13 go to post here. Bodes well, was well beaten at Warwick last time out, but might be able to get the run of the race out in front. Ben Hicks claims a very valuable £10 off that horse's back. Be surprised if Soul Saver ran again. That horse I actually tipped when he finished second at Hereford on Wednesday, so that would be a little bit of a shock. High Command, interesting for Gary Moore, going over, making his handicap debut over hurdles. This is a horse who's, you know, won a good few times on the flat, a couple of times at Southall. Had the two starts over hurdles, finished second at Fontwell last time out, albeit well beaten behind Dardak, who I'm pretty sure ran at Cheltenham fairly recently. Jack B. Quick was a winner at Fakenham on his penultimate outing, but was a bit disappointing subsequently. His Herbie, I think, probably wants a little bit further than this. I think the two to concentrate on for me, I know they've got to give weight all round, but don't forget the ground is quite quick at Taunton. A Court Royale and Darling Malte. Now, Court Royale was a winner at Ludlow in handicap, in just novice company a couple of runs ago. Was fourth at Hereford last time out on handicap debut. Just got going a bit too late, so that might be a bit of a concern coming here. Whereas Darling Malte can often travel quite well through this horse's race. It can be a bit keen, but the fact there's a few horses that like to make the running here might well just help this horse. Finished fourth at Ascot last time out. That was ever slightly further than this. Has been a beaten favourite a couple of times, so that has to be a slight concern. But hopefully a decent gallop, which we should get considering there's a fairly shorter field and a few that like to force the pace, coming down in trip will definitely help. Taking £5 off the horse's back with Lorcan Williams taking the ride. Darling Mel Taylor pick in the 240 at Taunton.
Darling Mel Taylor for Gary then in that 240. You can hear all the day's racing with us on Racing Radio throughout the course of the afternoon and the evening. Another edition of the Racing Podcast to come tomorrow as well. Gary, thanks for being with us today.
Pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.